Hi all, and welcome to our reflection for week of the 8th to the 14th of April. Our topic today, it's a big one, believe in yourself. As the writer of Winnie the Pooh said, always remember you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. So, are you the person that gives yourself a hard time when you make a mistake? Do you find yourself putting yourself down with negative self-talk a lot or hearing it from others? This habit of not believing in yourself can have an influence on how you react and cope with stress and the daily challenges of life. In this way, it holds a lot of power over your overall health and well-being. Self-belief is quite simply the formula to personal and professional success and forms the bedrock of positive health and well-being. The amount of self-belief you have can influence the amount of effort you will put in towards meeting your life goals. It is also important to note that your belief in yourself actually produces your life experiences rather than the other way around. You must have had a moment of belief, at least, to sign up to do the course. The challenge is continuing to believe in yourself when the tough gets going. But knowing the belief is there within you will give you a chance to see how much control you really have over how your life is shaped. Believing in yourself will bring you one step closer to meeting your goals and having a better life. So how do you have and sustain a belief in yourself? Here are some tips. Top three self-care tips and techniques, and our number one is change your perspective and find your inner strength. Know that you are the driver of your own success. If you don't believe you're worthy and capable, neither will other people. Negative thinking breeds negative action. See yourself through new eyes. This will help you move forward and pass the fear, and in turn attract more positive people around you. Use positive self-talk more to help you believe in yourself. You can tell yourself you can do it, but you have to do it often for it to really stick. See everything as a learning experience and regularly identify how far you have come. Remember, you are a student on your program, so there is always something you will need to improve on. If there wasn't, you would not need to study your subject area in the first place. You'd actually be doing something else instead. Give yourself the time to learn, improve, and make mistakes. Cherish the opportunity to do this in a safe and paced manner. Learn to trust the professionalism of those who understand and know how to facilitate your learning journey. Yes, you will feel tired, anxious, doubt yourself, and even want to quit at times. Very common at the beginning and when you get closer to the finish line. But this is all normal. Find your inner strength and draw from it. Everyone has those times when they think they can't make it. It is important to look to the overall goal and refocus yourself on what is important in life. Dig down to find those treasures of positive talk to soothe and pave the way for you to push past and think positively again. The most important thing is to never give up and to know that there is always a way forward when you look hard enough. It truly is within your reach. When you believe in yourself, you will understand that fear and anxiety are part of us being human. But then you will be able to take a deep breath and have a way to control your emotions and shift your perspective and take action. In this way, your fear will be motivating you, not holding you back. Number two, turn the talking into doing more. Gaining confidence in your own ability happens when you actually start doing more. Yes, you need to talk the talk, but more importantly, you must walk the walk. When you do, you will feel better about yourself and your skills as you make progress and see how you are improving when you put in the effort to make changes. This does not mean automatic and continued success. You will at times fail, but understanding that failure is really an opportunity for learning and growth is an essential part of lifelong learning. You will have to forgive yourself, for some a lot, for the times you don't measure up in your eyes or in the eyes of others. It might as well be sooner rather than later, so you can continue on. If you don't, it is wasted energy that will continually hold you back. And for some of you, it will help you keep you hostage to any change and action. To move and change requires risks, and for you to take them, this requires action and no guarantees of success. It does facilitate a definite learning journey, though, where belief in yourself can make all things possible. The key is to start small and take tiny, achievable steps in the right direction. In that way, your small steps will add up to big results. Reward yourself for every step taken, marking it as a new skill learned. Each time you take action, make sure you say, "I believe more in myself now because," and then say what it is you did and how this has helped you move forward. This will improve your confidence and boost your ability to have faith in yourself. In other words, it will give you momentum for the road ahead. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's the willingness to keep moving forward into the unknown in spite of your fear. Number 3, surround yourself with good people. When things get tough, you will need encouraging and supportive people around you. Seek out people who inspire you to be your best self, and very importantly, the ones who will help you get there. At the same time, be careful of those people who will drain you of your energy, and those you find yourself coming away from feeling more negative about yourself and your abilities. Make a decision to cut them out of your life, or at the very least, find ways to spend less time with them. The people you spend time with do have an impact on your motivation and your belief in yourself. Those who are supportive will also challenge you, but not leave you feeling drained and lacking motivation. Be always attentive to seeking out support and professional support when needed. Taking the time to check in and use the time wisely to understand more why you don't believe in yourself and how you can change, that is an important part of your self-care. This will all have an impact on how you feel about life and how you approach it. It will help you face challenges and difficulties with a different perspective and, importantly, a plan of action. How you feel, what you think, and how you respond to challenges does have an impact on your overall health and well-being. Please check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information. If you have any questions and or need support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and well-being, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly, and you will also have access to a range of supports and services, including a dedicated 24/7 counselling service. You can click on the link in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is a positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority. And in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You are not alone. Take care of yourself. Until next time.